Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's a little stick on your big stick.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, the crossover is brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Welcome in Dan Dibley and Mark Willard.
Yeah.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hello.
What's good?
Watch out for the haters, Mark.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Oh, boy.
They're everywhere every day. Why? Who's got you?
Two of them in the room. Hater alert. We're in the fantasy playoffs.
Right.
And Steiny and Tibbs don't want to see us win.
It's not about
Steiny
hatred.
Steiny just cussed me out after a beautiful show together.
It's not about hatred. It brings me back to the days of Jeopardy, for those of you who remember, when we would do Jeopardy with Whitey Gleason, and the bit was so beautiful because Whitey's a genius, and it was a good, fat, old-fashioned competition, but you would get out to an early lead, and you'd be celebrating early, you'd be doing your sniff and doing the ha-ha and the skeet-skeet, and inevitably, it would all go a certain way, and you would, at some point, lose.
And feel the pain.
You would feel the pain, but the pain was real, and the joy that I felt, along with thousands of people in the audience, it's something that I can't get over. So something about watching you lose, and the way you wear it on your sleeve, it brings me joy. Now, as far as Willard goes, I can't have him win again.
No, he did
because
win last year.
He goes from smug to faux humble, and it wasn't me. It was my fantasy players, and I'm just out here with my head down, trying to do the best I can. So, and Lucas, God forbid, Lucas win, the commissioner. He can't win, so it's all about team chickering.
Yeah, I'm over here panicked about Alvin Kamara, who's probably going to miss the game. Steiniger, you got a sickness. I go, excuse me from preparing for my playoff game.
I mean, and Steiny, of course, the one you dispatched of just hours ago.
He wished me luck, though, to go get
that's
it.
Good. Yeah. That's good. I'm just going to borrow from Draymond and say, don't let me win another effing championship.
No, for sure.
Don't
for sure.
Let me win. But, Guru, here's what I'd say to you. Don't get ahead of yourself. This is a long week now.
Oh, no doubt.
Okay? No. We all know that fantasy playoffs...
Well, it starts tomorrow.
Right, yeah. But that's my point. Like, there are Saturday games this week. This is going to be a journey. Don't get yourself stressed out on a Wednesday now.
I appreciate it.
We got a lot of football and a lot of ups and a lot of downs. This is already annoyingly one of those weeks. Is the world experiencing this, or is it just me? I have felt like it's Friday for 3 days. Mm. I don't know if it's because Christmas is a week from today.
It must be, yeah.
I don't know what is going on in my brain, but like it's only Wednesday, and I swear to God it's been Thursday or Friday the whole week already. So, like, dude, we got to ease into this thing.
The long game.
Take your time.
All right, okay.
You're going to get some Alvin Kamara practice reports.
Yep.
There's plenty of time. It's just a click away.
You
and Schefter, Saturday night on Twitter. You can get together and figure it all out. There's time. Everything's okay. We're going to make it. Let's go.
This is my favorite part of the season and also my least favorite because it's cool that there are Saturday games and, you know, college and all your cute little bowl games. And I found out today on the BART train that there's actually a Snoop Bowl. There's a bowl that used to be named for a corporate sponsorship. It's now Snoop.
Come on.
The Snoop Bowl.
Is it actually Snoop? Like Snoop Dogg?
Correct. So,
dude, what is that guy not involved in?
He's
involved in a lot.
He is the, like, if you ever have a marketing class, just study Snoop and nothing else. He's the most brilliant marketer in the history of our country.
And his trajectory is very Tyson-esque in that it was hard scrabble, it was behind bars, it was superstardom, and now it's gone into a whole new realm.
Yeah, Joker's wild. I go, damn, Snoop is hard out here.
And then he blew up. Every brand sits in a room and goes, all right, what do we want for our ad campaign? And some guy named Jim in the corner's like, how about Snoop?
Yep.
He just and then they hire him for
$3 million, yeah. And there he is.
Well, he's available.
He's selling phones. You know. He's selling kids' books. I mean, no he's doubt. Got his named after a bowl. Come on, man.
It's pretty
incredible.
Impressive.
It's an incredible story.
So anyway, this is my favorite time of the year because you do get Saturday football, NFL, but it's my least favorite because we're down to just 48. 48 regular season games, man. In the NFL, and I remind my partner because it's kind of a little slap in the face because we're running out of time here for football.
Well, and if you do, like, this is going to be a weird dynamic next
51?
Week. 51? Are we at 51? 48?
You've got 51? 3 weeks left, and there are 16 games a week.
It's 48.
So that's regular season.
Oh, right.
48 regular season.
Correct.
Right, okay.
Correct.
Anyway, he tried.
I was thinking it should have been 3 times 17.
Even if you're right, don't challenge him with math.
You're going to jump in the crossover for the first time and try to check me? You going to check me? Checkmate, Steinmetz.
Anyway.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. We're going to double check the math there.
Next Wednesday is going to be a weird dynamic for people. Because it's
what's going on?
There's football games on a Wednesday. It's Christmas.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Like, the next NFL week starts on Wednesday, and it happens to be the start of the Fantasy Super Bowl.
You're right.
The final, you want to talk about a long journey. You're going to start that sucker on a Wednesday.
Man.
Lamar's going to do things and then get to sit there for 3 days and find out if it matters. It's a journey, Steiny. It's a journey.
And I should say this for Friday and what's bugging me, but the NFL, you don't need to do that. Like, the Christmas day is the NBA's
not
day.
Anymore.
Well, it used to be. They dominate them in the ratings
now. You don't need to do an NFL.
But why does that matter? Why do they have to need to? They want to.
And they dominate.
Of course, they dominate, and we know that. It's like my brother Mike, when we were kids, and he's 6 years older than me, he could come up to me at any time during our childhood and take what I have, punch me in the face, push me in the trundle bed, do whatever he wants to do. He's 14, I'm 8. He's 16, I'm 10.
But your brothers.
Just because you can do something doesn't mean you do it.
But your brothers. Your brothers. The NFL and the NBA are not brothers.
No, but the NFL will reign supreme no matter when they do it. You didn't need to do this to the NBA.
But that is one of the highest rated days of the year.
And that's all
I'm just like.
The NFL's highest rated day of the year is the day that they play football.
Well, right. But my point is, you're not wrong. You don't need to. But I'm sort of the mind of, like, why wouldn't you?
You know,
why wouldn't you? Like, they're a business.
I just noticed. Huh. Maybe instead of you're not wrong, maybe you should say, no, you're right. It's just
No, the you're not well, wrong is the passive aggressive.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's counter.
And I can see how it can get you a little bit defensive.
That's fine. That's my job. I'm here to get you defensive now.
Yeah, and I'm here to go on the offensive from now on. This is the new me.
Look at him. Dibbler 2.0.
Yeah. No more fantasy and aggressive radio. Yeah.
Okay.
How do we make the NBA better?
That's what we've been talking about.
Ratings down.
Kill the All-Star game.
No, they already did that.
No. They fixed it.
They did that.
They fixed that damn thing.
I'm excited that it's coming here, and I will reserve judgment until I see it.
Well, come on, Willer.
But for those of you who don't know, the new format that got introduced, and I actually am not even familiar enough with it to describe it to others, but basically we've got a four-team tournament now.
What?
Right? And people are only playing to what, to 28 points or something like that?
40.
40? Yep. Okay.
Is this 20. The All-Star game or 24-hour fit?
I mean, I just...
There'll be a lot less fight in this one.
Here's the deal, Goo. The way I look at it, this is not that this is a bad idea. It's that it's an admission that there's no idea. If it's, there's
but what
nothing,
happened to East versus West?
That's gone.
What made it evaporate? I'm asking.
Because whether, the players don't care
They're not going to play.
Didn't the winning team last year have more than 200 points?
Yeah.
Yes.
They did.
They had the 1988 NBA All-Star game on Thanksgiving on NBA TV. Mm-hmm. Jordan, Karl Malone, and it was 108-111. They were playing like it was game 7. And I said, what happened there? I said, Pops, look, they were bowling, playing.
Pride. But that's our age. Like, people change. And every 50, 60, 70 years old, and you look at America and you go, what the hell is going on here? That's how it is. They're not going to play. Go to a high school. Every guy's got the same haircut. Floppy can't see through.
Wow, man.
But they're not. That's how it is now. We're not supposed to get it. That's how it is. They're not going to play. So, like, for everybody, and Kevin Durant, take this. Don't rip Adam Silver. Rip yourself. Kevin thinks this is an awful plan.
Yeah, and I loved
him. What the hell do you want Adam to do? You're not going to try. So would you like us to do?
I actually think one of the few guys who could actually say it is Durant. Because I look at him as a guy who
loves the game. He wants the ball.
He's going to play. He's going to play. Yeah.
Is he?
He's going to get sucked into the vortex. Right. Yeah. But like, all I'm saying is, and you didn't say this, you weren't wrong.
I'm not wrong. Thank you.
Like, Durant doesn't have a competitiveness problem. He likes to compete.
I agree with you. But what, like, honestly, that if I was a reporter and sitting in front of that rant. Kevin, what would you like Adam to do?
You're saying that you're part of the problem.
Your
comrades, your peers.
How is he supposed to come up with anything that is compelling if you won't try?
Well, they should go the way that the NFL has gone, because the NFL players were no longer trying, and they had all these rules of no tackling, no blitzing, no anything. And now the NFL has decided, you know what? We're going to scrap the whole thing. We're going to make it a mockery. And the players actually kind of like it. So next stop for the NBA is for them to do a whole bunch of, like, there'll be a Nerf shot.
Skills competition. 3-point.
There'll be a pop a shot contest.
There'll be
a dribble relay. And there'll be all the nonsense that players actually want to do. There'll be a video game contest and all the rest of it.
But I'm irritated that the first time it won't be a game, even if there's no defense. Since 2000, the last time we had the All-Star game at Oracle, it'll be on our watch. Like, and that's just nasty that it's not all one. And I get what Durant was saying, but I do like your rebuttal. Well, whose fault is it?
Well, I do think that this will be more competitive because it's a game to 40, and the four-team format will be 3 8-player teams from the East and West, and then the best 8 from the Futures game, the Rising Stars. So it'll be a 4-team round robin, games to 40, so you won't have to really go through the long slog of, you know, it's 148, 141 after 3 quarters. It'll be a much quicker, like, okay, we're down 37-34. We can try to win this game. I do think that competition will be up. The format's a little weird, but I do think it's going to be much more befitting of a younger audience, quicker resolution, faster games, new players. Let's keep it moving.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. There's going to be 12 Eastern Conference All-Stars and 12 Western Conference All-Stars. Of those 24 players, Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, and Shaquille O'Neal will have a draft. They will each draft 8 players. So those are 3 of the 4 teams. And then, as Dib said, the 4th team is the Rising Stars team. Okay. So they're going to have 4 teams of 8 and basically play a pickup game tournament where there'll be a game up to 40.
Will it be officiated?
Okay, of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
And it'll be full court?
Yeah.
Yeah, 5-on-5.
Uh-oh, Goose coming around. Will
it now, it actually probably should be half court, 3-on-3.
I don't mind the 3-on-3.
Yeah, all right, well, let's put the real rat on the table. Uh-oh. Why are the ratings down with the league? I said my number one thing, if you ask me, nobody did. During all the social injustice and they had the bubble, I thought that rubbed a sector of the society maybe the wrong way, and you lost fringe NBA fans. I'm not saying I have proof to back up that data. I don't think it helped. And, you know, some disagree, but that would be in my top three of why the ratings are going the other way or why people decided they don't want to watch.
I just think collectively what I think is in content, anything that is creative, entertaining content, I think the audience takes its cues from the participants. And so we have been fed for a number of years now that this is not our...
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Urgent. So, fine. It's not urgent. We shrug our shoulders. And so from the perspective of they don't play as much or they don't play as hard.
Season doesn't mean anything.
Or now we've got this ridiculous NBA Cup where I'm supposed to be excited that millionaires are making more money. Whatever it is that you're doing, You're feeding us with the idea that you can't even motivate yourselves. So why the hell would we be motivated? It'd be like you two doing a radio show where you came in and right at 10 o'clock, you're just like, what do you want to talk about? I don't know. It's just Wednesday. Like if you guys did that, who the bleep would be excited about your show? But instead, there's music, and Steiny goes, hey, and you come in with the energy you bring into a room. You tell people, today is my best day. Mm. Let's go. The NBA doesn't do that. So we're taking our cues from them.
But the headline, if I can put Mark's great explanation into just one sentence, they don't care, so why should I?
That man.
And if you want to fix it, you can fix it. And the fix would be you divide the season into 20-game increments. And after 20 games, if you're the number one top-ranked team in your conference, you make the playoffs. And then after 20 games, you start over. So if you are, for example, a middling team, like maybe Sacramento is a good example, where your first 20 didn't go great. Okay, now you're 0-0. And you start again. So the winner of the four quadrants, the 20-game quadrants, you get automatic berths, and then the next four best overall records, you make the playoffs as well. The way they do it now with 10 teams get into something, it makes it so there's no urgency. And Mark used the word, it's urgency. NFL is urgent. 17 games,
no doubt.
It matters. Yep. Like, the Niners are out of it. Not really. The Niners can still make it in. They have urgency, even though they're 6-8. Until they're completely out of it, they're going to be playing like they have something to play for. Miami as well. Miami's not out of it yet. They are. But 14 of 17 games in, they're still feeling that urgency. Atlanta just benched their quarterback because they need to do something. They're 7-7. They're not going to make the playoffs, but there's urgency.
They got a chance.
Only game out of the division.
It's Phoenix. No, fine. Penix, and you know, they would need Washington to fall down to have a wild card. But the whole idea is urgency. And this is where baseball's hurt as well. But baseball's a little different because you can go to a baseball game even if your team is 60-80. And, you know, you're in the sun and you're having a hot dog and a beer. And it's like, whatever. You don't have to, like, really invest. Like, in an NBA game, if you want to go to an NBA game, it's a lot of money. And if you want to watch an NBA game, it's like, do I really want to watch this? You know, dribble, dribble, penetrate, pass, kick, 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 three.
Wow.
And I think that's part of it as well, is the NBA has become largely very bland. It's five guys with their hands up around the arc.
Robots.
Waiting for the ball to come to them.
Yes.
And, you know, corner three, it's a make or miss league. And rebound, let's go the other way. Dribble, dribble, penetrate, pass, 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 three. The
no
game
variety.
Is no variety and no urgency.
Damn.
That, to me, is the problem.
It's among the problems.
And then load management, it was another one where...
For sure.
They're all coming from the same place.
Exactly.
Yeah. To me, they're all the same.
Exactly.
Subject.
For money, right? Because these guys are making so much, they're a brand.
Again,
I can't go risk it.
I think people just... there's like this thing that bleeds out to people. It's why we love watching athletes hustle. It's why we love watching athletes care when they're pumping their fist or they're whatever. Like, you know, the guy who just... like. Pete Rose, Charlie Hustle, whatever. Right? We love to see people care and try and put out that effort and be maniacal. We love George Kittle and people who, you know, there's hair flying out of the back of the helmet and people are grabbing and it's urgency. The NBA too often. I mean, last week LeBron's just like, I'm just not there. They're like, where is he? We don't know. I'll be back at some point.
That was
what the hell? Why am I like, I'm supposed to get fired up?
Wow.
I don't even know where you are. I don't even know where you are. Like, that's all. It's just, to me, it's messaging. It's messaging.
Like, I was just thinking of Jimmy Butler. Why is Jimmy Butler going to opt out?
Why is he going to opt out?
Yeah, he's alienating
his teammates.
Like
$45 million next year, but he's going to opt out.
Because he's got it like that.
Because he wants to get paid for four more years. Get paid for four more years. And that he can do that now. Like, if he would just play it out, who knows what would happen after this year. Same with Paul George. Paul George didn't care about winning. Paul George cared about getting four more years at that money, and somebody did it. And somebody gave it to him.
Well, his own team didn't do him. He thought they were going to do it, but...
Exactly.
It's all about staying in the game. Joel Embiid is another guy, you know?
All these guys, the incentive now isn't necessarily to win. It's to stay in this league of gluttony.
Nobody brings
and riches
this up. Yep.
And money.
Nobody
and
brings
fame.
This up. Like,
and gratuitousness.
Mm-hmm. You look at the NFL versus all other sports. I don't want to bring hockey into it because those guys are kind of animals too. But you look at the NFL where the rosters are much bigger. There's many more players we've never heard of. Their careers are the shortest, and their guarantees are the
some
least.
Some don't have any.
The game itself shows us on a weekly basis how hard they're trying, how bad they want it. you literally can't. There's people are fighting and having press conferences about it, right? AJ Brown and Jalen Hurts in the middle of a 10-game win streak
over a girl,
and they're pointing at this, that, the other. Like, the desire, the effort, the blood, sweat, and tears is so obvious. I don't see that in any other sport.
But hasn't it always been that way, though? And then the ratings were good? Like, you
I
know
don't
what
know.
I mean? No, because NFL is savage. You're right.
I mean, sure, there's some of that is baked in, but I do feel like the NBA and Major League Baseball, it used to be, like, even look at where steroids in baseball came from. Where that actually came from, it was more prevalent in the minor leagues because dudes, they were dying to get that contract. People wanted this, that, and the other. When you now have the top of your sport, and I don't want to sound jealous or anything, I'm not, but when the top of your sport, you sign one of these deals, you're done. Where's your desire? Shohei Ohtani, maybe he's special because he does show desire, but like, why? What is he now chasing? He's got a World Series and $1 billion coming to him
but
in 20 years.
But his love of the game, and I'm thinking about
maybe,
Mike Trout's
but
of the
not,
world.
But not everybody's built that way.
Okay.
And those sports allow those who are not built that way to still succeed and participate. In the NFL, you're out. You are
I think
out.
It's real. I think one of the other things is, like, just go back, whatever, Magic and Bird. Well, they were flying charter.
Nope.
They were starting in nice hotels. They got paid a lot of money. But the lifestyle, by and large, wasn't extravagant. The lifestyle of these guys is they fly private planes.
I got you, man.
They get three meals a game.
Massages
they stay
on
in
the
unbelievable. Like,
some football players used to have different jobs in the offseason back in the day.
So you want to protect the lifestyle.
But there's got to be a way you should.
I
don't know how you can read somebody's heart. Because I'm so naive. I watch every sporting event thinking they're all in. Everybody's all in. And I guess by even having this conversation, you guys may laugh. It's why I appreciate Draymond Green on what you just talked about. At least I know he's invested.
Yeah, the horse has left the barn because you're not going to go back to where the contracts aren't guaranteed in baseball or basketball. And, you know, we could run down the list of top paid players in the NBA, and half of them are bums, or half of them don't really care about, like you're saying, Draymond Green. Say what you want about his anger development issues, but that man wants to win game, every possession, every moment, and I appreciate it too. And so for these GMs, as we talk about, you know, trade targets for the Warriors, you bring in Dennis Schroeder, and I do think that he's a guy who's he's out there trying to win. He's out there trying to win the possession.
But the fact that he was so available and we touched on it for so cheap is still a black eye because of what the Nets were. He was going to
find
us
out.
Win.
And the whole thing
so
about Buddy Hield, too.
Free,
you know?
When you know technically the Warriors got a gift from the basketball gods, but it's still.
I'm on.
Like, come
but
on.
We'll find
hey,
out.
I'm
you got a haircut.
I'm getting a hair. I have a haircut appointment at 2:30.
Your hair looks great.
I told him
it's too much.
It's too much of it.
Yeah. Well, I don't think so.
I hear
and
you.
And it's a 20-minute walk.
You go to Brogan?
No.
No, you don't go there anymore, do you?
No, I don't.
Shout out the new place.
Did they do a bad
Jackson one? Square Salon.
There we go, Steiner.
Lucia.
Uh-oh.
On 95.7, the game.
Yeah, I'm a great Clips guy.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.